Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
All right, folks, Dan Canobbio and Chris Algieri from Inside Boxing Live YouTube page, and it is finally here. Oh, my goodness. It's officially official. Ryan Garcia is taking on Gervonta Davis, Las Vegas. It's happening, Chris. Can you believe it?
I am still in shock. I still don't know if it's definitely going to happen.
There are still those. I need to see them in the ring, crowd. You subscribe to that. I need to see them both in the ring.
I am not going to believe this fight's happening until they're both in the ring and the bell's about to ring. I just feel like it's that kind of fight. It's in that kind of lead up. It's been snake bitten for the last however long. It's been talked about so much. But that being said, I'm super excited. I hope I'm wrong. I've been saying I've been fading you on this fight for months, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I lose this bet, and I'll grab you that beer. We'll probably be in the stadium watching the fight.
Ooh, we're gonna be there. We are gonna be there. We have a ton of content coming your way from the lead up to this fight, and actually from the fight in Las Vegas. Both fighters announcing the fight. They're playing nice. DAZN, Showtime's gonna be on Showtime. Looking forward to that. I think they have one of the better broadcasts in all that. But you're right, Chris. This is a fight that has been marinating. You know, that's a big boxing word. Marinating for years now. From when both fighters started to gain a lot of attraction and become stars. And there was a lot of fans out there that were like bullish on this. Like, oh, they'll never fight. Oh, if they do fight, it's going to be when they're in their 30s, like Mayweather and Pacquiao. This is the anti-Mayweather Pacquiao. I don't think it's on the same stature, just first and foremost. Like, those were two 1A, 1B of pound-for-pound list at the time that they fought, or relatively around there. But this is the anti-Mayweather-Pacquiao in terms of two fighters undefeated in their mid to late 20s, stepping in the ring, figuring out who was one of the better fighters of this generation. For that, I think they should both be applauded.
Absolutely, and their physical primes. It's the fights that we used to see in the 80s when we'd see the tip-top guys when they're young and fresh. It makes me think of Sugar Ray Leonard and Benitez. That fight was amazing. Both guys were under 23 years old. They were at the top. They were both world champions. Awesome, awesome fight. So, we got to tip our hat to these guys, these young men, for taking big risks. Because we've talked about on the show, when that O goes, it changes your career. It changes your perception. It changes your earning potential. So both these guys are risking a lot fighting each other.
I do think that Ryan Garcia pushed for this fight. I think both guys need it in different ways. I think Tank needs it because he's 28 years old, and he has been, I think he's scraped the bottom of the barrel in terms of opponents that they can conjure up and try to sell to the fans. Let's get it in there with a very good fighter in Ryan Garcia. I don't think Ryan Garcia needed to take this fight right now. He's still only 24 years old. Yes, he has 20 fights and has a long amateur career. But he is the one that could have taken more time in this fight. He is the one I think fans are saying, like, wow, this is a risky fight from Ryan Garcia's standpoint. Don't think he's ready for this type of opponent. I do think Garcia gave up a lot on the negotiating side to really push for this fight. So shout out to Ryan Garcia for pushing for this fight. And also for Gervonta Davis, too. I mean, there's other fighters out there he could have fought, but he is identifying, I think, Ryan Garcia early. Getting Ryan Garcia at this point in his career, where before he can get better as a fighter. Would you agree with there?
Well, I mean, I think this is a fact that a lot of people forget, is Ryan Garcia is not a world champion yet. He is not. He has only beaten one former world champion and Luke Campbell. And, you know, that was a great fight, great performance. But Tank's fought multiple world champions. He's knocked out a bunch of world champions. Like, this is a big, big step up for Ryan. And like you said, this is not necessarily a fight that he needed right now. But for Tank, this is like a super fight. I mean, it is a super fight. This is a super fight for him in his career. Like I said, he's been more world champion. He's fought multiple world champions. He's been in big fights, but not at this level. And he needed that in this stage in his career. And I think either way, we're going to have a massive star.
If Gervonta Davis wins, will he get credit for being a good fighter? How do fans rate Ryan Garcia? I rate him pretty highly up there. He's not on any pound-for-pound list. No. I think he's a top five, whatever, even though the fight's at 136. I think he's a top five lightweight.
Yeah. I don't even know if he's top five because I haven't seen him enough lately. but he's super talented. I think Gervonta, you know what it is with Gervonta? I think that he needs the stage. If he wins this fight, a lot more people are going to see him, a lot of eyes, and his fights are always fun to watch. He's a really entertaining, maybe one of the most entertaining champions in the game today. Definitely. Gervonta Davis is, as even though he throws no punches, but he knocks everybody
out. He's walking that tightrope. We'll get to that in a little bit too.
But I think this is I think he does get the credit for this fight because Ryan is a massive star. He's one of those guys who was famous before he was champion, which is a new thing. But the fame is preceding the titles.
It's definitely the best opponent for each guy in their career.
Definitely for Ryan. Tank has fought good opponents, like I said, former world champions.
Pedraza, Leo Pedraza, Santa Cruz,
Barrios, Mario Barrios.
The small guy, Pitbull.
Yep. Yep.
I think Ryan Garcia has better raw skills than all those guys.
Oh, for sure. Super, way more talented, way bigger. He's probably as big as Mario Barrios, but he's got legit one punch power and his speed. You know, I know you're a huge fan of Ryan. I am too. I think he's super talented. I think his power is legit. He has impressed me time and time again with all his step ups. But I'm probably most impressed with him actually taking this fight because Tank is a dangerous, dangerous man to be in a ring with.
I'm a fan of anyone who can take the sport of boxing and make it bigger. Who can use their popularity to get casuals to talk about it. That could bring us positive news in the boxing world. And I think Ryan Garcia has been that. There are people at the JAM office talking about Ryan Garcia, talking about this fight. That's a good thing. So I am a fan of Ryan Garcia. I do consider him like I wouldn't say a friend, but we were friendly. But I also think he's done a lot for the sport in terms of getting new eyeballs on it. And how about this?
Absolutely.
I think it's hilarious or ironic. Is the four kings, right? We were calling them, or the four baby kings, or whatever. The Haney, who was the other one?
Tio.
Right. Four kings. Haney, Teofimo Lopez, Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia.
Yep.
Who are the ones that are finally fighting each other? Or the ones that everyone had the most questions about? Most questions about Gervonta Davis's resume, and the most questions about Ryan Garcia's. You know, his general love of the sport or what exactly he is. I think that's kind of funny. That's kind of ironic that out of all those four guys, that these two are the ones that are going to fight each other first.
Yeah, I mean, it's boxing. So everything is always going to be flipped on its head. So this is no different. But alluding to what you're saying about Ryan Garcia and his ability to bring eyes to the sport and even talking about what I said about having fame before a title, he's talented, but he's also a good boxer. He's been boxing a long time. It's not just like he came out of nowhere. And he's because he's good looking and he's got a big social media. No, that's not why. It's because the guy can actually fight. And he's been doing this his whole life. So he does have the amateur pedigree. He does have the background. We see sparring with him and Haney and all these guys, you know, from back in the day, too. So it's out there. Him and, you know, was Rollies one of the grounds he was sparring with?
Yeah.
Him and Rollies. Yeah. So he's been around the block. He's not coming out of nowhere. He's not a Jake Paul who is just using his popularity. The guy can fight.
I do think he has a chip on his shoulder. As crazy as that sounds, extensive amateur career, you know, top whatever you have, top 10 lightweight. He does have a chip on his shoulder, and I do think that's a reason why he's really pushing for this fight, is to show exactly the reasons that you just said. Like, you know, I'm more than just my 9 million Instagram followers that almost every single commentator has to bring up almost first. It's like, Ryan Garcia, did you know he has 9 million Instagram followers? Like, I think he likes that, obviously, Ryan, but he wants to show that he is a really good fighter. And Davis, I think this will be to kind of quiet the detractors out there that he would never take on someone like this in his career. I think this is a perfect time for Gervonta. I think he's way ahead of Ryan Garcia in terms of development in the ring. Boxing ability. So let's get into that, the actual fight. Obviously, Gervonta, it's the low volume, high accuracy, game-changing power, one of the best counterpunchers in the game versus Ryan Garcia, who's long. Doesn't throw a lot of punches, but will certainly be the more active fighter in the ring in this fight. How do you see this fight playing out inside the ring?
I think both guys are going to be not necessarily gun shy, but they're going to be very selective with their shots. Both men are not big punchers anyway. They're both very dangerous punchers. So any kind of openings or opportunities they give each other, I think they're going to be really cautious about, because I think either one of them can knock each other out at any point in the fight. I think Ryan has incredible speed. He's got legitimate one punch power from what I've seen against the opposition he's fought. And then Gervonta is just, he detonates. And we've talked about that many, many times. So, but the size, big difference.
Big difference.
Ryan is a lot longer, a lot taller, and just a physically bigger guy. Gervonta is a short guy. He's 5'5 on a tall day, I think. And, you know, he's very compact. He needs to get on the inside. He's a very good body puncher. You got that long torso of Ryan Garcia. Yep. There's going to be a lot of target to the body for Gervonta to work his combinations, because he likes to work from the downstairs and then come back up. Yeah, it's an interesting fight. I haven't thought so much about it technically. I just thought about, like, well, he's good at this, he's good at that. Now I have to kind of approach this, now that we're actually going to see this fight happen, fingers crossed, what it's going to look like X's and O's wise. I'll have a detailed analysis.
Well, we have plenty of time to talk about this fight. I can't believe that we're actually sitting here talking about this fight, that it's happening. I'm like shocked. I'm so excited for the fight. But it's funny, like you're just talking about what each guy does good and their opponents. Like Gervonta Davis is used to fighting taller guys.
Yes.
Look at Barrios. He's good at it. And he's very good at it. Right. Yeah. Great counter puncher, great go to the body. Has always gotten his guy out of there. Even Hector Garcia was a taller opponent in there. He got him out of there. Mm-hmm. Then you look at Ryan Garcia. I've seen Ryan Garcia beat these shorter lightweights, because Ryan is a pretty tall lightweight. And
very tall.
What he does is he keeps that jab out there and doesn't really throw it to land, doesn't really land it.
I don't even think it's a jab. He's not much for a jab. I know you and him get into fights over this, but
it's a range fighter. Yeah. And I think he'll do that with Gervonta. And we've seen Ryan knock out guys, shorter fighters. So that's what makes this fight really intriguing to me. And Ryan Garcia has told me on record, I go into fights to knock out my opponent. Like I want to make an exclamation point. I want to go for a knockout. Gervonta Davis has literally knocked out everyone that he's faced besides Pitbull Cruz. That right there is excitement. I mean, just think about when that first bell rings, the tension that's going to be inside of that arena, and it's just going to be like a ticking time bomb until who gets who first. And that, I mean, on top of it being such a massive, you know, star, you know, all their personalities and all that, I just think it's going to be a really good fight too.
Yeah, it's a dare to be great moment, you know, with these guys. And that's something that kind of worries me too. Because I don't know. We haven't seen Ryan in this kind of fight, with this kind of buildup, with everything that's going up to it. You know, he had that big fight with Luke Campbell, and he got dropped early, and then he came back and roared back. And I mean, I thought he put on an amazing performance after that. He was making mistakes in that fight, which is why he got dropped. But he roared back. He showed, you know, what he's really got. That was huge. So I'm wondering if that was maybe the moment that got him early on and why he got clipped. Yeah. So Gervonta.
Poised.
He's just poised. He's just there. He believes in himself so much. I don't think he's going to get caught under the lights the way that Ryan potentially could. So that's another factor going into these guys that may or may not sway who I think is going to win.
It's a really good point, because you brought up the Luke Campbell fight. I think Ryan Garcia has one fight since that. It was the one last July.
I don't like that.
In Staples Center. I was there for that one. And you look at Gervonta, who's just been steady. I mean, you might not like his opponents. You might not like his opposition, but you cannot deny that he's active. He's steady. He always comes out on top. There's no doubt that who's riding more momentum heading into this fight, Gervonta Davis. He literally just fought in January.
Against a very good fighter.
Right. So there's no doubt that Gervonta Davis is going to be the betting favorite in this fight. I haven't really thought about who's going to win yet, but I think a lot of people are not going to give Ryan Garcia a chance in this fight. Cannot wait for it. We will be there in attendance. We'll have a lot more coverage of this fight in the lead up. Go to the Inside Boxing Live YouTube page, subscribe. Chris, I think you owe me a beer.
We'll see.
All right, guys. See you.